Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
Under item 2, do we have any public participation? Okay. Item 3, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Was that Chris or Pat? I'm sorry.
I think it was Pat.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Okay. Under item 4, board business, committee reports, number 1, policy.
Policy has nothing for you to report. We had nothing come in to meet for the summer. I'm sure we'll probably hear something here shortly.
I have a couple items that I can discuss.
Sure.
There have been a couple of big Senate bills that have been out there. Senate Bill 318 and House Bill 216. The deregulation bill, which has everything to do with OTEZ, OPEZ, and Amy, you can step in if you want to help in any way. The deregulation bill is probably one of the bigger bills that we've had maybe within the last 5 or 10 years in our education system. And it's my understanding that the governor signed the bill last Friday. There will be some, I know it sounds crazy because we go through this from time to time, so there's going to be some changes to the teacher evaluation system. Rod, I don't know if you're aware of that or not, and you're probably not shocked if you didn't know. A lot of things that we've worked really hard on to get ready, they're all good conversations. We're going to be doing some other probably similar items. I don't know if you have anything there to help a little bit.
What they are discussing is the OTEZ, the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System, will be adopting a new framework by May of 2020. So in moving forward, our evaluation process with staff will remain the same this year. So we have this, we are still under the OTEZ implementation for the school year 18-19. So nothing changes as far as that goes. They're telling us that there will be a pilot for the year 19-20, but we don't know what that looks like. We don't know what changes are being made other than there will be a pilot and changes will have to be approved by May of 2020 for full implementation in the school year of 2021. Right now, that's all we have, is that we know that they're looking at the teacher evaluation rubric. They're looking at making some changes to the categories of how teachers are being evaluated. We also know that they are proposing to eliminate the 50% student growth measure, which is our SLOs, our student learning objectives, our value-added components, all of the things that basically teachers have scores for how their students perform over the course of the school year. So they're looking at reducing that, getting rid of it, but they're telling us that it still will require 2 measures of high-quality data in the rubric. There will be no more SLOs, no more shared attribution, and it will still require professional growth plans and improvement plans. And there will be no more alternative framework of a 35, 15, and 50 as far as the teacher evaluation. So currently 50% of the teacher's evaluation is based upon administrative. Go in, you know, observe them, script them, take your notes, and use the rubric as your scoring tool. Then 35% of the current evaluation system is based upon student growth measures, whether that be students' test scores from a state test, or whether that be a student learning objective, which is something that the teachers are using as their assessment pieces. And then there's a 15% component, which is a portfolio rubric that staff members must complete. They're telling us that that will go by the wayside. But we don't know what is going to take its place, if that makes sense right now. So we just know that there's going to be some huge changes. We don't really know what that all is going to look like.
Do we know why all the changes? I mean, I know that's a loaded question.
Because we've currently mastered this.
Because, yeah.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. How long has OTEZ been with us?
Yeah. So
7-8 years at the most. Yeah.
Yep. That is going to be a change. And they're also telling us that there will be some changes in requirements for obtaining substitute teaching licenses. They're going to change some terminologies. Whereas we were once highly qualified teachers, now we are going to be referred to as properly certified or licensed. There's some vocabulary changes. There's some just testing for gifted, how our students will be doing like the gifted revision. So it could look like the 15 hours over the next 3 years versus we had to get 60 hours of gifted training, professional development over 2 years. Now they're stretching that out. So there's a whole bunch of things that right now are changing.
I do know one of the things for OPEZ, which we have some principals here, is that leadership role being more curriculum-based than it has in the past. Anything that I had to deal with as a building principal or that Ryan has had to deal with. So some of the responsibilities will lie in being the curriculum leader of a building. That's the new OPEZ one. So that's Senate Bill, that's House Bill 216. And then can you just give us a couple components of 318 as well?
It is going to establish some SRO requirements and trainings. I don't have the specifics on that.
So we don't know if that means it's a requirement that an SRO is in your building. All that we know is that there are some new requirements. Sorry.
Yep, that's okay. PBIS, we have to implement a PBIS framework within our buildings, and we already have that, the positive behavior intervention supports. So our elementary is already utilizing the PBIS. Primary building is using it. Middle school is using, we're all currently using it. It's our color chart and some different variety of different things. So now we have to look at having specific training for that. And so our LPDC then will have to find professional development and implement that. And we will all have to take it within like a 3-year period. So that's something new that we have to look at.
And that's every teacher or?
Yes, it says each school must implement a PBIS framework and provide a list of objectives, requires all teacher prep programs okay. for K-5 teachers to include that instruction, and requires PD within 3 years for certain teachers and administrators. So we don't know who those certain ones are yet. That's not been given to us yet.
So you've been using PBIS for how long?
Oh, gosh, 4 years,
and now we're going to be trained?
We implemented that about 4 years ago with Mr. Morris. He really, brought that to the forefront for us. Talking a little bit about some discipline changes, they're saying that suspended students can complete missed assignments. In-school suspension must be supervised. Well, not that we would leave them unsupervised anyway, but that has to be there.
No suspensions. K through 3?
Prohibits out-of-school suspension or expulsion for pre-K to 3 for minor offenses, but that's beginning the year 21 and 22. And if you emergency remove a student, you have to have a hearing within 1 day of the emergency removal. And it is allowing public school districts to review community school residency records and enrollment and verifications. So that's what we have currently with those two. Awaiting further.
They are looking at as emergency removal as a safety measure for schools. Mm-hmm. That if you're in a situation that's you're with a student who is struggling, you can emergency remove him or her without paperwork and too much fanfare. So they do see that as something positive for our school leaders. So thank you for that.
As we get further clarification, we can share that out.
We'll probably get further clarification. I don't know, December 31st, 2018.
Right.
But we'll have it ready for 19.
Right.
Also in that, they're changing the date that the five-year forecast is due.
Yes.
Because the information comes out in October, the child counts, the bus counts, and all that kind of stuff. So instead of being due October 31st, they're going to make it due November 30th, which makes a lot more sense.
Finally.
So the governor signed the bill, putting it in effect 90 days later. So the 90 days is November 1st. So now the question is it due in October or is it going to be due in November? Because the law doesn't take effect till November 1st.
I guess you'll be finding that
out. Yes. Along with your stuff, we're still waiting to see. We will have one.
But they do think it's an advantage for those school districts that are going out for a levy.
And then you can also put your levy information in it then if it fails or if it passes or whatever happens. When you do your forecast in November, you would know the difference or you would know what would happen, which makes sense,
that
but
does
they
make
just
sense.
Need to tell us when.
Okay, anything else?
Thank you.
Okay, community engagement.
Kat? We just had a meeting and we just We discussed a lot of stuff. One of the things we discussed was, as a committee, our potential role in the tax, income tax levy coming up on November 6th. And we're waiting to find out who all is going to be signing up for that. We're all welcome to participate, but we're not going to take the lead on that necessarily. We are going to have a field house opening ceremony / ribbon cutting on August 31st, Friday, at 6 o'clock before the home game with Cuyahoga Falls. It's the first home game. We also discussed the possibility of opening up the athletic facility for people to go in early in the morning and walk, and that will begin October 22nd. People are welcome to walk. That's a tentative date and time right now, 8 o'clock to 10 a.m. We still need to check with the high school schedule and parking and such, but it looks like we're going to be able to have community use that facility for a portion of the morning. We also discussed our new motto, Protect the Pride. It's something you'll be seeing a lot of here in the very near future. We discussed family engagement, how the different administrators are going to be encouraging their staffs to become or involve families more in the education of their sons and daughters. And we talked a little bit about security measures. We also scheduled our next meeting for September 10th at 5 o'clock here.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Mm-hmm. All right, technology and instruction. We have not met. We are scheduling a meeting probably for early September. Amy, did you want to add anything?
Yeah. As many of you may or may not be aware, ODE has also changed how they're doing the report card this year for districts. They've added a couple of indicators to the report card. They've added the new end of course retake indicator, which is looking at the high school students who are retaking the end of course exams to score higher. There are certain input points that are given based upon whether they go up 1 point. So if you go from a 1 to a 2, you get a certain amount of points. If you go from a 1 to a 3, you get a certain amount of points. So that is going to be included in our indicators as far as our achievement component. And they've also looked at adding a chronic absenteeism indicator based upon how well the district is doing and getting those kids to come to school. So those two pieces will be new, and there will be an overall grade. So in the past, we kind of had, you know, our component grades. Now they're telling us there will be an overall grade. We will not have the report card official details until mid-September when that comes out. So we will meet hopefully right around that particular time, curriculum instruction committee, when the report card comes out. And then the goal would be to share it with the board as soon as we get all of the officials. So that's where we are right now. It's coming. We just don't have it yet.
Okay. Angie?
Sure. We obviously haven't met because the teachers are not here. We have all of our same technology advisory committee members are participating next year. We usually meet as early as October. I have one exception for the high school. I'll be seeking a new technology committee person because of someone that just left the district. But other than that, we'll get started in October. We've been working on, Mr. Addis has charged us with communication with the community, and a couple of things we've done. We have, this morning we posted just a notice to parents letting them know to watch out for the alert notification form that will have all of their current information that we use for the alert calls and emails listed in that form for them to look over and make any changes if necessary. We've also added an additional email address that can be utilized to send information out. So originally we were only using one email, but now if there's a custodial and non-custodial parent, or just both parents want to receive the email, we've added that feature, so more communication with those sorts of things. Also this morning, I met with the building secretaries, and we went over where all of that information needs to be in Dazzle, and just check to see if there's any questions that they had regarding that or any of the other information that's utilized for parent communications in Progress Book or Public School Works, which is our discipline referral tool that's used in the buildings. Also, the 5 carts that were purchased from the district grant for those teachers that wrote those have all been prepared over the summer, and they're already sent out to the classrooms. They're there and ready, waiting for them when they return. And I mean, other than that, John and our 2 new TWE students, we've just been going around reconnecting equipment and answering tickets and just getting everything ready for another great year. So,
great.
All as well.
Thank you. Operations.
We met and we all met again as a board and executed the bolo sticks for security. There wasn't a big crowd, so I mean, I guess at this point it'd be a good thing to tell the group is we all agreed to for the district to purchase the bolo sticks that go on the back of the classroom doors to prevent anybody from busting locks or gaining entry once they're into our building. So I think it's a lot of people did a lot of research and we all felt that that was the best solution. So I'm not sure when we're going to get them in though. I know we voted them in, but do we have a...
We're getting an exact number. We know we're between 250 and 275 for doors, but the maintenance, we're also making some decisions, in the high school, for instance, office rooms that are Mr. Shaner's office or Mr. Howerton's office, do we put them in there? Ryan's probably saying, no, I can handle anyone. So just
Rob
some needs, decisions. And, I know Pat has worked out some details with the supplier for when we are ready with this exact number. We'll get to work and then, we work on getting them installed into our buildings.
So I think it's huge, just as, last year and the year before, the pressure, for school districts around the country to take some extra precaution, for the money. I think we felt this was the best way to go at this point to add additional security for our students. And then we also continue to talk about the parking lot at the elementary, and I know we got some other options that potentially popped up, so I'm assuming we'll continue to discuss those. And that was pretty much the meeting and update. So we'll have to schedule another one because it sounds like we're not going to be able to take any action on the parking lot anytime soon with the school and the weather. So
yeah,
maybe if we can put something in place for when we can, because that's the next priority.
I think it would be good. I know you mentioned your wife is ill, you might not be able to stay, but if you're not able to stay for the board meeting, I think it's a good idea to explain the bolo stick again during the board meeting.
Absolutely.
And how
absolutely.
We
arrived. Yeah, I mean, Cindy, you can, if
oh,
I'm
yeah.
not,
yeah.
Yeah,
Cindy, or Pat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely, I agree.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that was it.
Okay. Finance.
We have not met. We're going to be.
But we have a lot going on.
Yes, we do. Yes. We're going to be gearing up for the levy campaign. So, really not a lot to talk about. We don't have any money. So, that's about it. Well, I don't know. Is there anything that we need to meet about? Or, I mean.
We should hear soon. I'm going the following Friday for an update for my forecast software. After I have that, give me about a week and then we can meet and go through all of that.
Okay.
Depending on when we have to file it.
From a finance standpoint, as we're getting closer to school, some of the reductions that we had to make, we're starting to get some phone calls about some of these things. One in particular is busing. As people are getting their routes and seeing the times, this is the impact of having to change something like transportation in a district that's trying to become even more resource efficient. When we look at possible savings for the district with this busing change, we're looking at, and right now it's an estimate. We still have some things that we have to do with, whether it's insurance-based or wages and total route time. We're probably looking at mid-September before we get a more exact number. But we're looking at a savings of about $230,000 to the district budget. To move into the triple tiered busing, to eliminate 8 bus routes, you're looking at wear and tear, gas, unfortunately, personnel, which includes wages and insurance. And so we're, because of our finances, we're going to run into more of these things the closer that we get to school. I really think that the team and the board did a great job in keeping things away from our students and protecting instruction as much as possible. But we will eventually not be able to protect us from everything. And one of the first things that we'll feel is that our kids are going to be on buses just a little bit longer this year. And that is what it is. It's not anything that we like, but they're still going to have the same amount of classroom time. So it's not really impacting their school day. It's just they're probably going to get out to the bus stop a little bit sooner. But again, we had to look for some areas. So, I don't know if the board is getting phone calls. We're getting a few phone calls about busing. I think it's important for people to know that was a $230,000 savings. And quite frankly, in order for us to pay our bills, we needed to do it. And we'll have to continue to head down that path until we know we're in a better place financially, whether it's through a levy passage or additional cuts, which could happen in 1920. And we don't want to head there because those would be pretty significant. So there is a lot to talk about with finances. Yeah.
Thank you. Superintendent's recommendations.
Well, I was just going to talk about what I just talked
okay.
about. Okay. So I stole my own thunder, I guess.
All right. Is there anything, any other business? Okay. Oh, I thought you were about to say something there, Pat.
No.
All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Meeting's adjourned.